Guys, this is a history podcast.
Serious.
Let's talk presidents. In fact, let's talk all of them in order.
Yep.
That was it?
Hold on.
No.
Just wait. Let's talk Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt.
No,
hold on, give me a second. Hoover. Yeah, it's Roosevelt. Truman.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Second. Yeah. Truman. Eisenhower. JFK. Johnson. Nixon. Ford. Carter. Reagan. Bush. Clinton. Bush. Obama. Trump.
Did you say Obama now?
Obama. Wow.
Obama now.
It took me all night.
Damn, dude.
You studied for that all night?
No, it took a half hour, but it was pretty
intense. Pretty good.
But yeah.
It's insane.
I had to keep practicing. I was doing it before bed. I was praying.
Do the vice presidents.
Adams.
Are you seriously going to try?
I could go. I think I could.
Here's
go.
Here's a good
decent
piece of trivia, and don't look it up.
Nope.
Okay.
Here's a quiz question. Who is Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson's vice president after Kennedy was shot, who became the vice president? Your mother's cunt.
Oh, man.
It wasn't her.
It wasn't your mother. It was her cunt.
Her cunt was a... Wait a second. This is a history podcast.
Yeah.
What if that was true?
You're telling me. Jones cunt.
Yeah, because he only needed her for 1 year. And then when he ran, he got somebody else, but he was like, he called out, Joan, I need your cunt to be my vice. He called her from Dallas. You know that famous picture of him on the plane? He called her right before that. I need your vagina to be my vice president.
All right, so let's start from the top. Mom, I'm so sorry that he said that.
I'm not. I never met your mom.
You held back. You held back.
She's very sweet.
Very
your
sweet.
Mom.
Your All right. Let's start with Washington, dude.
Yeah.
What do you guys know about him? What do you say?
I mean, Washington is never like lied. a transitionary guy because he was so British. He was a British general. Mm. He wasn't like a... You know, he wasn't born in the he didn't create America. It wasn't even his idea.
Yeah.
He was the first general president.
No, he was born in the U.S.
No, I know, but he wasn't like, he was a Brit.
He fought in the French and Indian War as a British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a lord.
He actually kind of sucked in that.
In that war?
In fact, also kind of.
Everybody sucked in the wars, though.
Everything he did was retreating.
It was luck to win anything then.
Yeah. He was good at retreating. That was like his number one
the
thing.
The important thing to be good at.
Which is very good in war. They don't
Otherwise,
you
lose once. He would fight again because he retreated so well.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight, though. Show up and be like, nah. And just run away. I'm like, nice.
1789. Yeah. That's when he started.
Most of the guys, it was so hard. Like, a lot of the army didn't want to be there and didn't have to be there. It's crazy. Like, 1776, the year that Washington did all that insane shit. It's crazy that people kept expecting the army to flee.
Yeah.
But they hung in there with little. It's not like they were like, we're making America that's coming later.
Yeah.
They had no fucking idea. So he's as good as they were, basically. And it's not, you know, like you picture him on this horse, like talking, but no, most of them didn't even look at the guy. They didn't see him. You know, like in the movies when they show a guy making a speech, to a whole army, and yeah, there's three guys can hear him.
It's impossible.
And the rest are like, what's even happening? And they're all shitting on the ground.
Like Braveheart, when he's giving the speech. The only people that can hear him are like, shut up.
Yes.
The two dudes are like, the English are too many.
The English are too many.
Home.
Yes, we will, and we will live.
We will live.
That's a good point. I never thought about that. Yeah. No one heard those speeches.
No one heard any of their speeches. So it was really these guys all got together. I don't know. They got together. Down. They decided to just keep doing it.
Oh, I don't want to spend too much time on Washington.
Yeah, Washington, I mean, the great thing he did was leaving when it was time to go.
Yeah.
It was like the thing because a lot of them wanted him to be king.
Yeah.
A lot of them wanted him to be permanent. He's the one who said the thing where they wanted him to be Adams.
Yeah.
Wanted him to be Your Majesty or Your Excellency.
Yeah, they went by His Excellency.
And he said, Mr. President.
No.
What?
Jefferson was the first Mr. President.
Yeah, but Washington wanted Mr. President.
Washington went with His Excellency because Adams had this long one. His Majesty, all this shit.
What?
Washington kept His Excellency.
According to the HBO series about John Adams.
Yeah, but I looked into it.
Washington said, I want Mr. President.
Maybe he did, but he went by His Excellency. The reason he did it was because he didn't want to shake people's hands. And back then, that kind of... Because
he was like Howie Mandel?
Yeah, he was like, he'd rather just have people bow. I don't think he was a germaphobe as much as he just was like, this does command some respect. Because this is the first time in his life he started to get criticism.
Really?
Because when he was a general, everybody globally, outside of England, was like, this guy's the fucking
By the
man.
Way, president. Like, to talk about that word for a second, what a president is. Like, just an overall president thought here. The why I love about presidents is that it's a human being. It's a person.
Yeah.
And to me, like, it's like, you know, like some college professors teach the Bible as literature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they don't teach the Bible as a religious subject. They teach it as like what it's done for history and what the stories are about, and you know, that kind of thing. I look at U.S. presidents that way. I don't have a political view about any of them. I just think they're fucking fascinating. And president, the word by itself, like your president is nothing. It's not, you're not a leader. You're not a ruler. You don't rule. Yeah. You preside. I mean, that's literally what it means, is that there's a whole group of people that are running the government by the people's will, and you preside. You just happen to be there. It's like in the Senate, whenever they show people in the Senate speaking, they always say Mr. President over and over again, and they're speaking to whoever is presiding. It's never the vice president is literally the president of the Senate, but it's whoever takes the chair that day. Who's presiding? It's an incidental title given to an equal who is chosen for them for that minute to preside. That's what I like about it. That's what I like about how they framed it.
Yeah. You know? When did they set term limits? I didn't even look into that because he just left.
Right. He was the first one to go. I could stay, let's get this started.
Yeah.
There's some famous moment where he was speaking to the Congress and they were trying to get him to king himself. And he was apparently really vain about that he wore glasses, so no one ever saw him with glasses on. And so the moment that's supposed to be this shocking moment was that he took out his glasses and put them on, and he said, like, I fear I didn't see you for what you are. That was supposed to be this big moment. I like to think that if he did, like, he was really hoping if he missed, he's like, I fear I didn't see. And they're all like, what? Yeah, you wear glasses. We all, you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Like, he keyed the whole thing on this moment. See what I'm saying? And they're like, George.
Yeah, it's also a good moment for him to be like, yeah, you're right. You should not.
How
be
do you
king.
Turn down
you're
king
trying
status?
To do funny
though.
Jokes.
What?
How do you turn down? Like, that's what you makes should him be the king, and you're like, ah,
that's what makes
no.
him the man, dude.
That's wild, dude.
That's what makes him.
Well, also,
like,
he wasn't, again, none of these people knew the future. He didn't know that he was giving away the keys to later nuclear war America.
Yeah. True, yeah.
He thought we were a dumb fucking, like, what?
Yeah, and these were all separate colonies.
Like, if Louisiana became a separate nation, the first president of Louisiana might be like, you guys, I'll do one term.
Yeah, I'm
done. Good. I don't need to, like, hang in there.
All right. So, Adams.
Okay, Adams is, like, my favorite of those guys.
I
the
like
founding
Adams
fathers.
I like Adams from the show. I loved him in that. He's a great Paul Giamatti.
Well, I read his biography. I listened to it. I don't read
as
anything.
A president
counts.
Oh, he was not a great president.
Not at all.
It shows everybody's got these different kind of strengths. He was a great framer. He was one of the guys. He did many very important and gutsy things. And he was also the only one of those guys who was not rich. He was a poor farmer. He was his education has made changed his life. He's like one of the first Americans who had that experience, you know, where he was, you know, had a decent farm, but not much. But he made his brain work, and he excelled and passed that on to his son, who we'll talk about.
He John fucking Quince. Ruled in the revolution.
Yeah.
Adams was the man.
Adams was the man. And because these other guys, fucking Benjamin Franklin was just a giant perverted asshole.
I loved him.
Oh, he was great. And all these guys are great. I'm not judging any of them, but he wasn't. He was of limited use because he was intrigued by America, but he didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
He never would have shed a fucking any blood or sweat or tears for the country. He just was interested and he had a huge brain. So he'd lend it when he felt like. Mm-hmm. He was also full of shit, you know, like he supposedly invented electricity. But some other guy, he saw a guy in his own autobiography.
What?
Hold on a second.
He never faked anything.
I just watched Ken Burns on him. I'm pumped on him right now.
Okay, so he saw a guy do the kite.
What?
And he was like, that's cool. And he paid the guy for like the license to the gag. And then he got one of his sons to go around doing it for money. It was just a thing that he picked up other people's ideas, which is its own, you know, thing.
He also, all of his inventions, he would never patent, which is pretty sick. He was like, all my inventions are for everybody.
Yeah, he was what do you call it? Open source.
Open source,
but he did get a little jealous because all of a sudden, because he was the man.
Yeah.
He was the American that everybody loved.
Be frank.
And then Washington became the man.
The general.
Like the French were like, General Washington's the guy. So he got a little, he was a fame hungry.
Did you ever read his autobiography?
No.
It's amazing because he has no judgment of himself. So he's the only, like a lot of people that write autobiographies, it's kind of careful. But like he tells this story about he was living in London and there was a guy who worked for him, kind of like a half tradesman kind of guy who he befriended. And the guy had a woman he wanted to marry, a maiden, but he didn't have a position and he didn't have his own home yet. So, and his mother didn't want, I don't remember all the logistics, but it was that that he asked Benjamin if he could move his wife into his house so that they could marry. And he said, sure. And he said, and she moved into my home. And then I took it of my pleasure to, you know, to partake of her sexually. And she, you know, spurned my advances, so I threw her out, and that was the end of their marriage. And I never saw him again. He was real upset, and I never saw him again. But I know both their lives were destroyed. And then in May, I met this other guy. Like he just talks. He did awful things to people, and didn't give
kinda,
a shit.
Yeah, he was. He there's some pretty sick quotes about slavery too. That he was like, I am racist. Like he was one of the first. If not the only founding father to like constantly be like, I am bigoted.
Right.
None of them, everyone else was like, this is the law.
Everybody was like, Ben.
Yeah, shut the
this is it's economics.
You're trying to fuck
this
up.
Not about race.
He's like,
he's like,
oh,
it's totally about race.
Yeah.
They were writing the Constitution, like, look, our hands are tied. We can't do anything.
They had to drag it out.
So he was, when he showed focus, he was of use to like the revolution. And the same with Jefferson. Jefferson was like a depressive fucking freak. And so he would just like leave Washington. Yeah. He would just go like, my wife is dead, whatever bullshit. And he would get on his horse and just leave. Because also he was a man of great wealth and he had his life in Monticello and in Virginia was, we'll get to him. But the point is that Adams was just a doggedly hardworking. He was the only one who worked constantly.
Yeah.
And it was really the three of them in Madison. But he was the guy who did the hardest work to get this shit started.
Damn. Yeah.
He also apologized for cursing.
Adams?
In one of his things, he's like, I lament to admit that I sometimes cursed, which I feel shameful about.
Also, when Adams did his did the Constitution of Massachusetts, the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is like the most liberal document in the world. Because Adams was like, he's like, I'm going to get it right. Everything that I couldn't get done in the American Constitution, I'm doing in this. And there's stuff in there about Jews having rights. There's even something about gay people in there. Like he was into like gay rights, Jews.
Back pretty then. Gay back then.
It's pretty gay, pretty Jewish.
It's gay to be a gay Jew.
It's gay to be into Jews. Yeah. Dude, being into Jewish rights in the 1700s was gay.
Those parliaments
undeniably
must
gay.
Undeniably crazy gay.
Back then. Like, I don't know, what about Jews? People are like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, what are you talking about, guys? Jews?
Back
stop.
Then, have a room full of dude in powder wigs being like, boo! Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and the Jews looked exactly that. They looked the same as they do now. Yeah. The big black coats.
Exact same outfits.
Same outfits, same way.
Hold on, I got what Adams did. Well, while he was in office, he was worried that his logic was another country could just come take this at any moment. So he came up with the Alien and Sedition Act, which meant if you talk shit on the government, we can jail you. So he started arresting journalists. He started immediately.
Well, because he was the first liberal who got befuddled by guys, back then it was another Democrat, it was Jefferson.
Yeah.
Going like, whatever it takes to win.
Yeah.
It's always been like the different parts of American democracy, the different kinds of people. The people who are like, we got to get this right. We got to sell our good ideas and convince people we're right. But then the other guys who are like, we just got to take office. We just need to win. And nerds lose that fight. Adams was the first one-term nerd president. There's a few of them.
Yes, you're exactly right.
Bush the first is another one.
He's
to
a
me.
One-term guy. He was from 97 to 01.
Yep.
Let's move to Jefferson.
Jefferson.
He's number three.
That's 01 to 09. He was a two-term guy. Adams was a Federalist. Washington was obviously independent. Jefferson was a Democratic Republican. He was the first Mr. President. Right when he got in, the French and the British started going to war. So everybody in America was like, fuck England. Also, France just helped us.
Yeah.
Fuck England. Let's join it. And he was.
Okay, he loved the French. He loved the revolution in French.
Yeah, he did.
The Adams didn't, because it was bloody and horrible.
And he didn't like the French.
He didn't. And Jefferson loved the revolution, and he had all his friends over there. He spent a lot of his life there.
Yeah. But Americans started being like, fuck England. Let's join France in the war. He was the only one with the foresight to be like, we have 40 guys in our military and 3 boats.
Yeah.
Let's shut the fuck up.
It's not.
So he declared neutrality, and everybody called him a pussy. Then England started blocking his, like, fucking ships. I think he might have been the one who said, we're just not going to trade with either of them. So then the American economy just plummeted. England started just saying, if you're not trading with us, we're just going to confiscate your ships, kidnap all the sailors, make them join the British Navy. What? So he was getting punked by England.
You're talking about Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Well, it's interesting because Adams, what ended his presidency was a fake rumor that Jefferson started, that Adams was trying to start a war with and start a navy and do all this stuff. And it was all fake. But then it ended up kind of haunting Jefferson because the truth about all that ended up fucking him a lot.
Huh.
One thing interesting about Jefferson is because he's so famous for having had a slave and having had like 50,000 slaves or whatever, that not that many. And having had children with his slave, and I don't think he ever even gave
he
her
didn't
her freedom.
Free
didn't free.
He didn't free the kids.
He didn't free
didn't
a couple.
Free
of,
kids,
I think he freed a couple.
Free
of
freed two.
Yeah.
And the rest he kept enslaved until he died. And what was interesting about them?
Damn, he did the ultimate because I said so.
Is so dad. They're like, Dad, can I stop being a slave? He's like, no. I said no. They were like white.
Really?
His slave children, the woman that he had kids with, Sally, was like half white, or like was very light skinned.
Yeah, I think her mother, because her mother was in his family for a long time.
Yes, and his dad was fucking like.
Yes,
I mean it was like.
What?
She was kind of a product of his father.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. But it's
somewhat.
But an interesting thing about him in terms of slavery and American politics is that his first elected position was in the Virginia legislator. He was like a House of Reps guy in Virginia. And the very first act he ever did, first thing he ever did as a politician was to propose a bill in the Virginia government to abolish slavery in the state of Virginia. It was the first thing he did.
Whoa.
Of course, it got shot down, but it was his it was his desire and his dream.
Yeah, because he was big on that with the French Revolution.
Yes,
with and Lafayette the whole, and yeah.
Yes, and all of these guys, all of these early guys, wanted slavery out, but yeah. There was no way the South was going to do it.
Yeah,
and they wanted the Southern because so the choice was to have like just two countries or four countries over here. Mm-hmm. Or have a unified country and just deal with it.
Yeah.
We're going to have slavery, but create a framework
yeah.
where in the future, when it becomes possible, when things change, when things get more modern, we can get rid of it in the future.
And I could be wrong, but I think the North had abolished slavery early, like 1806, which is while Jefferson's in office. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
It was around the exact same time as England. In fact, maybe before
the
North. We were right. Us Northerners, we got it right.
A fun Jefferson story that I like is that when he was in Paris, he had this woman, a girlfriend named Causeway or something. His wife died when he was pretty young, and she made him promise on her deathbed that he would never have another woman, which is a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, fuck,
to
man.
A young man that you're fucking,
yeah, it's like,
not
yeah,
even
yeah.
somebody to take care of the kids they had.
It's like, no, I promise.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but he's
oh, for sure.
So it was part of the reason that all of, including Sally Hemings, that his loves were all secret because he was ashamed of every woman that he loved after that.
That's hot.
And so there was a woman in Paris. She was a British painter, and her husband, she was a woman, she was married, but she was a painter, and she fell in love with Thomas Jefferson, and they were very much in love with each other. But then the way they broke up was very funny to me because he wrote her these beautiful letters. She was in love with him. He was in love with her. But then the French, when he was leaving France, they wanted a great portrait of him to put in the National Gallery. And they said to him, you can choose any painter in the world. And he was like, no, I want, you know, a real guy. His girlfriend was like, why not me? And he's like, baby, come on. I mean, like, you're good. You're good, but you're not like you're not. Fucking grown man. You're not like fucking, I'm not for history.
True. These guys were that's the weirdest thing, how history mind, they were like knowing they were going to get sucked into history, which is crazy to think about.
So here's a good one, because we got to speed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he goes over, so Napoleon's in there in France.
Yeah.
Post-revolution. This is the Louisiana Purchase. They sent James Monroe over. That was his bro. He goes to France. They thought they were negotiating the sale of just the port of New Orleans. This is all thanks in part to the fucking Haitian Revolution, which fucked France. Look into the Haitian Revolution. Yeah. It rules. He gets over there. Monroe finds out, oh, they're trying to sell all of the Louisiana. Like, it's from New Orleans to the Rockies to Canada. It's huge. From the Appalachians to the Rockies, basically. And they didn't have time to consult Congress. So Thomas Jefferson just bought it on the spot, which he was like, I abused the fuck out of my power. And that was his whole thing, is government should have no power.
Yeah.
He was against any federal.
Well, that's what Jefferson's whole life was, like, doing fucked up things and then saying nobody should be able to, like, say yeah. slavery. He's like, people need to stop having slaves. He's fucking a slave. And it's like, somebody's got to put a stop to this.
We got to stop this.
It's yeah, somebody's got to stop this. Somebody's got to stop fucking these slaves.
Yeah.
Well, Louisiana.
I wish it could be me. He's got six kids. But I need to fuck this one right now.
Those arguments must have been crazy, dude. All right. But yeah, that was big because that secured the southern port.
Then we and, had, yeah. and Monroe was Secretary of State.
Monroe, yeah.
And then wasn't he the...
Madison's next.
Because usually the Secretary of State would end up being president.
Vice president at this point. Although, who was it? Was Jefferson Adams?
Jefferson was Adams' vice president.
Yeah. So that's two straight vice presidents. Then we got James Madison. He was a dork.
Yes.
He was a huge dork.
He was a nerd.
He was a frail, nervous, think Gerbys.
What?
He was Gerbys.
Really?
But this is sick. So basically he had the first, they said his lady was the first lady, Dolly Madison, that was like really like, they would have parties at the White House. They would like try to get.
And also he was Jefferson's mentor. He was another guy like Adams who was there all the time.
Yeah.
He was like a worker. He kept shit going. And he would write Jefferson and say in France and go, can you fucking come home and be president? And Jefferson would write back and go, I am just enjoying Paris and I don't want to do it.
That's
and then he would float in and just take the fucking big job. And Madison gets 4 years and people are like, dude, you're boring. No, America has never liked nerds.
Madison gets two.
Don't touch me. Don't ever put your fucking hands on me.
I can't touch
me.
Your
don't ever
shoes
put
out
your
of respect.
Fucking hands on me.
I'm going to grip you up.
God damn it.
Hold on. So Jefferson was to shut the fuck up, guys. Shut up, guys.
Sean, get out.
Sean, don't look at me. So Madison takes some of the flack because everybody was calling Jefferson a pussy for not fighting England. So he's like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it.
What?
So America just declares war on England.
He nerd raged.
He nerd raged on England. England immediately marches down and burns Washington, D.C.
Burns it down.
They burnt the White House immediately.
He spaz cried.
He spaz cries. He's like, nobody's going to call me gay. But then everybody always acts like we lost 1812 just because they burned that shitty White House.
Yeah.
So first off, Washington, D.C. was a swamp. It was literally a swamp. It was a shithole. No one lived there. War of 1812, we fucked England up. Fort McHenry, Star Spangled Banner, all that shit. Battle of New Orleans, we smashed them.
Battle of New Orleans was, what's his name?
Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah.
And Jackson, they were fighting the Battle of New Orleans. The war had been already over for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the war was already settled.
Oh, yeah, they fought
the treaty was 1815. Was signed.
It was in January of
1815. And he was still fighting.
Yeah.
What? Once you get to Jackson, he's fucking
he's
incredible.
Wild.
Incredible.
Right. So,
first Trump. He was the first Trump.
Yep.
First, so all of a sudden, America, that's our first war as a country.
Yeah.
So now America is not
before
just
that,
commies.
Because England was just taking pot shots. England would just park a ship outside of like, a Baltimore or whatever.
They're
and
so
just start
good.
Heaving fucking fireballs for no reason. Like, you know, do you know Hudson, New York? It's a town on the Hudson. It has a weird maritime feeling to it. It looks like Nantucket. And that's because it's all people from Nantucket. It used to be this little whaling village in Nantucket. And in the 1810s, the British would just park a ship and just set houses on fire for fucking fun.
What?
So all the people that lived in that town founded Hudson. And they would go out and whale in the ocean. And then they'd drag a whale up the Hudson River.
Holy shit.
And they would slaughter it and then send it down the river. It was a great way to send whale meat and oil down to here, New York City.
Yeah.
And that established a hub in New York's, an upper New York State. Hudson became a very big, important. And that's where you ever heard of a guy named Legs Diamond? Because Diamond Street was like the first whore street.
It sounded like.
Hudson became a place for farmers to bring their herds and get laid and get, you know, just fuck and gamble.
Damn.
and have their animals slaughtered and brought down here on boats, and then they'd
so
go
they
home.
Got paid.
Damn.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll that's skip. What was going on. That's how much things like just the English, one English ship lobbing fireballs changes a ton of things.
Yeah, some
and they finally needed it to stop. Yeah.
Resulting in some guy getting hit. Like, yeah. I'm never going to be able to face me wife.
Me wife.
So.
Okay, so yeah, so now you got.
Now we're kind of unified. That was the first time.
Madison.
The Madison, War of 1812, it was a draw. I mean, they signed a treaty after 2 years.
Nothing changed, though.
Just nothing changed.
The English stopped harassing us.
Yeah,
though,
but we declared war. They came over.
Yeah.
We kind of fucked them up, though. I looked at the casualty numbers. It was like double.
That doesn't matter in the historical.
Of course,
wars,
of course. But I always, everybody
die.
Always acts like. Because they got over here and they all died of disease kind of immediately. Like,
yeah.
They got fucked up.
It was hard to.
And they were like, this, we can't afford to fight this while we're fighting the French truce. That brings us to Monroe. Monroe was kind of the man. Monroe was the last founding father to be a president, fought in the Revolutionary War, was at Valley Forge. He came up with the Monroe Doctrine, which is neutrality. Mm-hmm. We got the Americas. Nobody fuck with us. Because they were all worried Europe was going to Spain or Europe was going to come back and take
well,
South
that was
America.
All the source of all our problems was these other fucking European countries being involved in their wars. So he was the first guy to go.
Yeah, we're never going to go get involved in their wars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of what they were saying was that's like the most lasting policies of any of the founding fathers was like American neutrality. Europe, you can have your wars. We're staying the fuck out. Obviously, it lasted 100 years. Added Florida. Monroe got Florida from the Spanish.
Nice.
So the reason that happened, though, was because of Jackson. Because Jackson was taking his troops to Florida, and Monroe was sending a guy on a horse. Or what. I don't know if they had telegrams yet, but it was take him 8 days to say, leave Florida alone. We're trying to negotiate a price. But finally, Monroe decided, we don't want Florida anymore. They're asking this. The Spanish owned it. We can't afford to buy it. I can't justify it. I'm not going to get it through Congress. And Jackson was writing back and saying, I'm just going to take it. I'm just going to take it militarily. I'm going to attack them. And Monroe said, no, you may not. I'm the president. You may not do that. And Jackson just ignored him.
Yeah, started attacking
him. And he did it. What? He took Florida, and then he showed up in D.C. and was like, right? That was good, right? And Monroe's like, yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, he's like, but also I bought it.
Good job. Yeah, also I think we paid for it. We paid for it, and it was a mess.
While Jackson was like fucking with them, the Spanish were like, to Monroe, they were like, yeah, you can buy it.
He just went and killed him.
He was down fighting them, and he was like, yeah. Actually, you know what? Yeah, we're going to sell it.
There's two generals that did that. Him and MacArthur did that too. Just did shit without permission.
Yeah.
And then showed up and said, right, Mr. President? Wasn't that the plan that all along?
Good.
And he was like, yes, it was the plan all along. Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
So you got that. But this is interesting because Monroe was the first part that this is where the slavery issue starts to take real issue because it was the Missouri Compromise. So Missouri was becoming a state, it was another slave state. Pro-slavery.
Yeah, so every time they added a slave state, they'd have to add a free slave.
Make sure it was balanced.
Yeah.
So that's when we added Maine. Missouri got to be a slave state. That's it for him. Hmm.